This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's hot as a biscuit outside, even though it's evening for those of you listening live. I don't know if folks from the north understand that concept, hot as a biscuit, but...
Hot as a biscuit.
Right.
Okay.
Fresh from the oven. That's a hot biscuit. Right?
Captain, hot as an air biscuit.
We got Captain Morgan back for a Friday part due because she missed Freshman Friday a couple of weeks ago. So this is like the makeup class there, Captain. So I appreciate your willingness to do double duty today.
They work me hard over here, folks, I tell you.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Up with these biscuit quotes. I mean, I don't know if I get paid enough for this.
total bit. You know what? We in college we used to call really good looking women. We called them biscuits. It's probably either sexist or bakist. I don't know, depending on your viewpoint. But
bakist.
Yeah, if you're against bakers or like something that against
bakism.
Baking.
Yes.
Yeah, bakism, right?
Okay. Well, you probably just offended the entire gluten-free community. So.
Yes, that's true, because biscuits are not good without gluten. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Not going to do it. All right, folks. This hour we got Forrest Moretti coming back on. It's been a while since we've had him on. He is on, talking about hot, he's on fire with his YouTube videos on his incredible opinion. He's called it My Incredible Opinion. So we'll get some updates on that as well. And, I don't know what else we need to do. Again, Las Vegas next week. We got all kinds of upcoming events in the show notes. Check it out. There's some banners there. Link to them. Click on them. Get your tickets. Hot tamales going fast. So that's what I got to say before we go to Freshman Friday. Super Don, do you have any things? Oh, you know what? You've been in Louisiana where the floods have been happening, and I know that it hasn't been bad where you are. You're further north. But Donald Trump earlier today was in Louisiana. He might still be there. How dare he go land on the ground and donate an entire semi-truck worth of food and water for the people there? I mean, this is just political pandering, don't you know?
Well, listen, I mean, I'm not going to be, naive and say that there isn't any politics involved, but politics or not, it would be one thing if he did what probably Obama and Hillary would do, which is, you know, fly down in the jet, get on a helicopter, fly around, look at all the devastation and stuff like that, and then say, oh, we're so sorry and you guys are great. But he actually flew there, him and Mike Pence, and got on the ground, and he actually donated an 18-wheeler full of emergency supplies and diapers and cleaning agents and blankets and all that kind of stuff. So say what you will about the politics of it, Obama and Hillary didn't do squat.
Well, I mean, come on. Captain Morgan, you know that the legitimate way to be a good politician in this case is to fly above in helicopters, point things out, and get a good cameo, and then go fly home.
Well, I think the whole point is that when did we decide that being a politician was a good thing? I think it's about time we had a non-politician running things in the country. And I mean, that's really what made America great to begin with, is that people have the freedom to earn money and use it at their discretion. So
right.
That's what Donald Trump has done. He's made money and he's paying, you know, for his own race to presidency, and he's paying to help, you know, the people of this country. I think that's
well,
awesome.
And, let me just throw one more thing in here, because the real story here that you may not have heard is something called the Cajun Navy. And it literally is.
Sounds delicious.
Well, Cajun Navy, no, it's not Navy bean soup.
Cajun Navy bean soup.
Yeah, but no, what happened was, well, instead of people just waiting for the government to come in and help, what you had were all of these people who had fishing boats and airboats and all that stuff and everything like that. They all got together and went out and rescued everybody that was stuck on the rooftops and stuff, and they call them the Cajun Navy. And there's been a bunch of these pictures of all of these fishermen and just, you know, regular people just happen to have boats lined up down the road waiting to get in there with their boats on the back of the trucks.
Well, Super Don,
it's really been a neat thing to see.
The untold story of Katrina and FEMA is that there were a lot of the Cajun Navy that were trying to help way back then as well, but they were turned away.
Exactly.
FEMA said, no, it's too dangerous. It's like, no, no, right. The Cajun Navy does a better job than you do. So if you're a FEMA fan, get the hell out of the way and let the people know what to do. The problem was in New Orleans, you didn't have the Cajun know-how because you had city slickers that were used to living off of whatever they could get that day from the store. And that's right. Problematic. You know, the Cajuns are resourceful. And I think that should be a lesson to all of us in a disaster. How resourceful are you going to be, or are you going to wait for FEMA? Whether it's Bush's FEMA or Obama's FEMA or whoever's. But again, that's a great discussion point, Super Don. I'm glad you brought it up. Self-resiliency, the willingness and ability to help others in need and not wait for a deus ex machina from the federal government. How about that, Captain Morgan?
The power to save and vote is yours.
Yes.
There you go.
And then afterwards, we'll have some Cajun Navy beans.
So, there you go.
All right. So Freshman Friday. Freshman Friday part deux. So where do you want to go this hour?
Well, I think in talking about vitamins and minerals in the first hour, let's talk about the immune system and more specifically autoimmune disorders, because I've actually read on the back of a couple of supplements that you should not take them if you have an autoimmune disorder, which I do, because you don't want to overexcite or build up your immune system, because in all of its crazy, it's going to attack my body and make me that much worse.
Right.
So how do you try and help and heal a body with an autoimmune disorder without exciting or, you know, flaring the disorder?
Oof, boy, you said a mouthful there. Where did you learn about the crazy immune system, that concept? Who told you about a crazy immune system?
Oh, all my doctors explaining to little 9-year-old Morgan how her white blood cells were, you know, crazy, and they were evil and attacking my own body.
You see, Super Don, how long have I been talking about autoimmune diseases and saying that the crazy doctors are calling your immune system crazy and wanting to put it in a straitjacket, kill it, destroy it, but don't let it function. And here's Captain Morgan talking about being raised by doctors, like I was, but I didn't have autoimmunity at that point, and being told these things that people thought, oh, you're just making that up. Doctors don't talk like that. And don't tell me it's just because Captain Morgan was a 9-year-old. Because they'll talk to adults this way as well, because they really believe it. I want to cuss right now. Captain, your questions are great and very important. And I, from time to time, talk about the autoimmune conditions and what they really are and what really causes them. Because there's certainly not evidence of a deficiency of prednisone, right? You know, prednisone, steroid hormone. They load you up because what does it do? It suppresses your immune system, doesn't it?
Right. Well, and they also use it to reduce the inflammation, but, you know, now they want to use it in conjunction with even, you know, all these biologic, as they call them,
chemotherapy.
Yeah. So
let's destroy the immune system. Let's kill the immune system. The very thing keeping you alive and keeping you from getting cancer. That's what they're saying has gone crazy. No, the doctors have gone crazy in their allopathic worldview. They believe, indeed, that the immune system can go crazy. No, unless God made a mistake and gave us an immune system that occasionally goes to the loony bin and needs a straitjacket. That's not the way it goes. It's man. It's the arrogance of man that has corrupted the immune system by destroying it. Now, even before it's destroyed, of course, it's functional and it attacks your cells. Why would it do that? Has it gone crazy? No. It's attacking cells that are no longer you. Your immune system, and this goes to Immunology 101, knows the difference between self and non-self. Self and non-self. And when it basically determines that those cells are no longer self, by design, by God, it goes on attack mode. It's not me. It doesn't belong here. Go get them. Now, the question is, how did those cells that were formerly self become non-self? I'm gonna pause. I'm gonna pause here at this moment and see if it may starting to make some sense for you.
I guess I don't get it because I feel like it's attacking my poor little intestines, and I don't know what they did to deserve it.
Beautifully, you're asking the right questions, and I love that. This is why Freshman Friday is so valuable. The immune cells, of course, attack the epithelial cells of the gastrointestinal system because they have been corrupted for a lifetime due to vaccinations, antibiotics, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, now GMOs, other heavy metals, and plastifiers. These things corrupt the integrity of self. Just as sure as you pour acid on your skin, and that corrupts the integrity of your skin. If you continue to scrape that skin and rub that skin and never allow that skin to heal, do you think that there might be chronic inflammation there?
Yes.
And do you think that when you have a state or a place on your body, cells that never heal, that are chronically inflamed, that that is the point where cancer can erupt?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so what is happening with the epithelial lining in terms of gastrointestinal diseases, colitis, Crohn's, irritable bowel, leaky gut, diverticulitis, all of these things, it's like you're sandpapering these cells constantly because of what doctors don't know and what they do give you in conjunction with or in response to preliminary inflammation due to things like vaccines or antibiotics that were used for just general things like an infection of some kind or to prevent diseases they are claiming they want to do by giving vaccination. So this sets the stage. Now, we add to that toxicological burden the deficiencies that result because your body has to give out these minerals. It has to release these minerals in defense of your cells. Your cells have a store of those minerals. We talked a little bit about that last hour in Freshman Friday, Part 1. And as the inflammation ensues, the immune system is doing its thing, the body has given up its minerals in defense, then the deficiencies kick in. And now you can't even defend yourself appropriately, so you've exacerbated or made worse, for those of you in Washington, D.C., the initial problem of toxicological insult, assault, injury, inflammation, with a cascade of events that are out of control. Because the body is trying to adapt, saying, okay, what minerals can we use in place of the minerals that are gone? Like selenium. Selenium, the ultimate defense of cellular integrity. We got to take a break here. We're going to include part 2A after the break as we continue Freshman Friday because these questions are too valuable, and then we'll bring Forrest up in just a little bit as well. Thanks for being here. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know, it's a class that never ends, the professor that never shuts up, but Captain Morgan, you did it, you started me, you pulled the ripcord or whatever it is to get the engine going.
I'm sorry, everyone. Okay, think this is such good information, and it's a difficult topic to dive into, but explain to me a little bit more, because I started having symptoms probably in preschool, kindergarten, even with upset stomachs, and then was diagnosed at 9. So I must have had inflammation and things already happening. So you're saying that's because my body was already toxic from things that I had eaten or vaccines that I had gotten?
Correct. Now, let me ask you this, Captain. When you were a kid, did you eat, you know, all organic food, where, you know, the things your parents doing, giving you organic food, organic milk, organic juice, fruits, vegetables, etc.?
I don't think they'd ever heard of organic at the time.
Yeah, exactly. And I was raised the same way, on chemically grown and treated and processed foods. And that is the starting point. Now, we're dealing with generational decline. I've talked about me and Generation X being the canary in the coal mine, one of the first to get hit this way. But you of the millennial generation have gotten hit immediately. At the ages that was unusual for Generation X, it's more commonplace to see these things. And this is why, you know, the colostomy bags in teenagers story is so prevalent now and growing, and why I talk about GI recovery health so intensely, because it's not a crapshoot. It's not a random act. It's not, your immune system just went crazy. There is actually measurable toxicological, I won't want to say proficiencies, but burdens and nutrient or mineral deficiencies that result in aberrant cellular behavior, and including and up to the expelling, if you will, or the spewing out of genetic material from your formerly healthy cells for survival. This is what we call internal or endogenous viral activity, where suddenly you've got viral infection. They're like, well, what did you catch? What did you catch? Did somebody sneeze on you? No, nobody sneezed on you. The problem is you have little or no selenium. You've given it all up because you've got heavy metals from vaccines or dental amalgams, depending on who you are. So all of this plays into it. It's too complicated for doctors to get for some reason.
Well, it does sound a little bit complex, but I'm starting to kind of draw some of the comparisons. And that makes sense about your body releasing the minerals, because I feel so deficient in minerals and I feel dehydrated so much of the time that, you know, I feel like I'm always playing catch up as compared to my husband, who's healthy as a horse and doesn't need any of the extra stuff. You know, he's getting right. most of it just out of his good diet. So.
Yeah, and that's possibly due to malabsorption because you know what's happened to your GI tract, but also because of a lifetime of this. It's not just this happens overnight and you have autoimmunity. This takes time to develop, although as we see cross-generational now, that autoimmunity is starting at younger and younger ages because of the weakening of the species via relying on vaccines instead of natural immunity, relying on processed foods instead of whole foods that are unprocessed and don't come with all kinds of added synthetic elements, including the pesticide residues.
So would you say that for those who have an autoimmune disorder of some kind, one of the many, many, many that are out there, would you say the first step is to start some type of detoxification, or is the first step to start building up more minerals? Where would you kind of begin?
The answer is yes. It really isn't one or the other. Both things have to happen. Now, obviously, detox is very critical because without moving the garbage out, it's hard for the good stuff to get in. So if you're going to ask me, if you're going to press me, what's one is more important? Initially, it's like, let's clear out the colon. Let's move some things out of the liver. But immediately we need to start replenishing the minerals. Now, some minerals you can absorb through the skin, like we've talked about magnesium, but a lot of it, most of it has to come in through food. And so switching to whole foods or whole food supplements is very critical to achieve what we're after. And going back to Freshman Friday earlier in the autoimmune question, we're not trying to hyperstimulate immunity with the things that I would do, homeopathically, or even with the use of silver hydrosol. We're talking about normalizing the function of the immune system, making it do what it's designed by God to do, but we have to recognize that unless we clear the terrain, correct the corruption, the pollution, and the deficiency, those cells that are aberrant and no longer self won't return to self. But if you do the things that I reference and write about and talk about, then the immune system no longer has to attack because there's nothing to attack. The body cells are no longer non-self. They become self again. The immune system says, aha, I know you. You're cool. We go back into our watchdog role. That's the short version, and we're already out of time. But if we need to follow up on a Freshman Friday Part 3 next week, you let me know.
Sounds great. Thanks, Rob.
You got it. Great stuff on today's Robert Scott Bell Show. Forrest Moretti stepping it up. Next segment to talk about his incredible opinion. It really is incredible. We'll be back with him after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735 or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heading into the weekend, and we are bringing on our good friend. We hadn't had him on in a while because I think he wasn't getting enough hate mail. And apparently he says it's just ramped up, so we got to give him some love here. It's Forrest Moretti and his incredible opinion, or as he says, my incredible opinion. And boy, is it incredible. Forrest, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back. It's been too long. It's been an interesting week, and I was hoping for a call, so perfect timing.
Yeah, you know, you have just, you know, I was joking with you off the air. I was like, well, last time we had you on, and we were just praising you and what you'd done with your video at the time, I said, he probably peaked. He'll be fading out. I'm just joking, of course. And it's like you hadn't even gotten warmed up. I mean, the things that you're doing, folks, you got to check it out. MyIncredibleOpinion.com will get you some things, but he's on Facebook. That's where most of the stuff is happening. The videos are happening also on YouTube. And, you know, to start today, I just want to say this. The Zika virus, what doesn't it cause? I'll tell you what it does cause. It causes mental retardation in 9 out of 10 doctors who hear the term Zika virus. And there you go. There's my political incorrectness to get started for us, because I know you'd appreciate it.
Yeah, it's an interesting phenomenon. You know, if you question the current scientific consensus on Zika, I mean, it is incredible the hate I've received for merely posing the question, is Zika alone causing these problems? Could it be man-made vectors, you know, contributing to things? And I've absolutely gotten so much hate for suggesting that it's not just a virus.
Where is that hate coming from? I mean, do I have to revise my statement and say Zika causes mental retardation in 9 out of 10 liberals who hear you say that? who is the group, or is it across the board? What's your sense of it?
No, I've actually been trying to understand where is the bifurcation, you know, where is the line, the fault line?
Yeah.
I've had a lot of scientists get in touch with me who are really perturbed. And you know, they'll turn their halos on high beam, as I say, and play the music that they are in it for the children, and I don't care about kids, and I don't care about the suffering that's going on in Latin America, and how dare I insinuate that this is not a real problem. And they get so confused. This has nothing to do with, is this a problem? Mm. This purely has something to do with, are we causing this or not?
Right.
I mean, it's a really important question to answer.
I find it fascinating, your term, they're turning their halos on high and then claiming that you don't care about children. How is that a scientific thing to do in either case?
Yeah, I don't know how political you get on the show, but it's basically the biological social justice warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's self-congratulations as a way of determining what is good to look at in science. You know, it's the Thomas Sowell Vision of the Anointed, if you've ever read that book. It's basically, if it makes me feel good about myself, then I'm going to pursue this line of thinking.
I think you found the bifurcation. We talk about it, those people who gave up on the religion of their youth and now worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Yeah. Yeah, I just finished up a video on this very topic. Hopefully you guys will be able to take a listen. I'm going to put it up tonight, but the divide is intense, because basically here's what's happening. If there's a problem in the world, there's people who say, well, it's a natural phenomenon and we need a man-made solution to fix it. And then there's people like me and you who are likely to say, well, actually it's probably a man-made problem and nature can fix it.
Hmm.
You know, it's a really a strange, fault line that people seem to be on one side or the other. But the only thing I can find where people seem to flip on it is global warming. And I'm not going to really get into that because I haven't researched that enough to have even a moderately incredible opinion about.
Mm-hmm.
But the people do seem to flip on it in that a lot of scientists will say it's a man-made problem. And then there's a lot of other people that will say, well, you know, maybe it's a fluctuation. It's natural fluctuation in the Earth's temperature. You know, planets wobble, time compresses, you know, everything in nature is in flux. So maybe we didn't have everything to do with it. Maybe it's a combination of man-made problems and nature. But some reason scientists generally like for problems to be natural problems that can be solved with man-made solutions. And other people seem to fall on the other side, which is there are natural problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, they're man-made problems that can be fixed with natural solutions.
Well, very few people, for instance, in media are willing to stand up and point this out, even though right from the beginning that was our perspective as we looked deeper into this mess out of South America and saw evidence and even reported by doctors down there and even PhD researchers who said, you know what, the problem could be the fact they were dumping larvicide in the water for a year and a half before this so-called microcephaly outbreak happened. And knowing what the larvicide is and then reading the ingredients and reading what is known about it in terms of its teratogenic effects, in other words, causing birth defects, including microcephaly, you begin to say, wait a second, what else could be causing this environmentally? And I've always said this, or at least as long as I've been in broadcast media, some semblance of this, When they blame a virus, it's a cover story. The virus is always the cover story for toxicological assaults on the environment, pollution via global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state that run a protection racket via government that they've basically purchased.
Yeah, people can't deal with that. It's too big. It's too complex. You know, they just can't believe that this stuff actually goes on. But what I like to tell people is this is not a lot of times a conscious conspiracy theory. It happens because the outputs are profit. And whenever the outputs are profit and let's say academic accolades, the inputs are going to feed the outputs. So things are going to get skipped over. If you're a scientific researcher and you want to understand, is Zika causing birth defects, and you have a theory that maybe it was the larvicide, you will not get funding for that research. I mean, that's why you see 150 papers have come out in the last year studying Zika. I mean, you would never have that kind of volume of research on a given topic in a year unless there was some profit or motivation behind it. I mean, the main point of my videos are people aren't looking into other things. They're not sufficiently looking into other things. They have focused on Zika as the vector, and that's all they're going to look at. I mean, there's just no profit in turning off the switch for a man-made problem. If you were to say, well, it's the larvicide that did it, or let's say it was the larvicide and Zika that were working together to do it, then it's flip a switch.
Sure.
Stop doing the larvicide. And there's just no profit in that. So people have no interest in it.
Well, and even if we can make, let's say, I think a reasonable assumption, like if we're a scientist and we're saying, let's figure this thing out. Is it this or is it this plus this and this? You could then look at and say, well, at least early on, and I don't know what the latest stats are, but the microcephaly cases where Zika was claimed to be involved was maybe 1 out of 9, right? 1 out of 9 cases. And anytime you're looking for the cause of something, to find it in only 1 out of 9 cases means you got to go back to the start and rethink your supposition. And so for the CDC to claim that Zika is the cause, it's the height of lunacy. It is not scientific at all at this point.
Yeah, it's been very interesting. My current thinking on it is I'm going to guess man-made cause, and if not that, it's Zika plus man-made cause. I spoke with a researcher for about an hour on Tuesday. I had a great conversation with him. I mean, this guy's, you know, he's looking at viral protein studies on fetal tissue. I mean, he's definitely right in the middle of it. And, you know, he's convinced that Zika's causing it. And I said to him, look, you were hired to look for Zika and you found Zika in fetal tissue. What's the big deal? You know, are you surprised? And he was just absolutely convinced that Zika is the cause and there's no use in looking for any other potential reason for this happening. So,
yeah, so that, but that's still to make that conclusion, you're convinced that Zika is it. Go back to the numbers. Show me the percentages of people that have, or the babies with microcephaly, how many of them have any evidence of any Zika virus in their system, and you'll find that it's a fraction of the total number, so you have to go back to the drawing board. And I understand his desire to do it because he's been hired to do it, but I'm not giving up on that until they say, you know what, we're finding it in 8 out of every 9 people. And maybe you missed it in the 9th. Then I go, okay, you're on to something. But that's not what's happening.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's so many. You look in Colombia, supposedly the country next door has got, I don't know, 18,000, you know, pregnant Zika mothers with, I think, 0 cases of microcephaly.
Correct, yes.
And just there's so many things that make you scratch your head and go, wait a minute, you know, are you sure? Why is it only happening there? Why hasn't it spread?
Yeah.
And people will say, well, someone, a baby died from Zika in Florida. I saw that. I saw a baby died from Zika in Texas.
There.
And I just go, well, I have not seen a case yet where they haven't been traveling to South America before this happened. I haven't seen a single native case of a mom catching Zika on the U.S. soil, not traveling to South America and having microcephaly. Now, it's bound to happen, you know. The numbers will eventually cause this to happen. There's enough Zika, there's enough microcephaly. Eventually those vectors will intersect And the press is going to lose their mind when that happens.
Well, and of course, if you spray an area the way they're spraying Miami or other areas, and then they have a self-fulfilling prophecy knowing that these some banned pesticides and larvicides are being utilized that cause microcephaly, of course, they're not going to go back and say, well, we think it might have been our spraying. They're going to say, well, see, we told you so. It's the Zika. It's here.
Yeah.
And again,
it's a vicious cycle.
Those babies that have supposedly died from Zika, we've looked into those cases, and there's no evidence that they actually died of anything called Zika. If there was presence, yeah, there was no reporting on quantity. And, of course, the prenatal care overseas or wherever they're from, it's just annoying, and I can't fix stupid. And people that follow the mainstream media and just parrot it back, they're morons. And anyway, I know you share some of that sentiment with your folks, with your incredible opinion, which we appreciate greatly here. Hey, can you stick around for a few more minutes, or do you need to run? How are you doing on time?
No, I'm good. Let's go again.
Oh, enjoyed so much watching, and I still do, his incredible opinion. Forrest Moretti is the guy, and he's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Maybe we'll let Super Don have a word in edgewise to wrap up the show today. And if we've offended you, good. It isn't our intention, but it means that there's a challenge to your thought form that you need to reconsider, particularly in the case of Zika. We'll cover some other things related, maybe even to vaccines, when we come back from this short break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Back with more after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1-3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Captain Morgan for a double dose of Freshman Friday today, as well as the DACA Detox, Dr. Gerald Wolf. We'll all be together in Texas at the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. That'll be happening the 14th, 15th, and 16th of October. We got lots of other events next week in the desert in Las Vegas, hopefully in a hotel with air conditioning. We'll have the American Naturopathic Medical Association Conference. I'll be keynoting that, and that's going to be a great time. But right now we're wrapping it up with Forrest Moretti and his incredible opinion. In addition to the Zika stuff we just talked about, Forrest, you had another recent video about what doctors learn or don't learn about vaccinations.
Yeah, you know, this is something, whenever you talk with people, the credential card is played instantly. Now you have much better credentials than I do, but, you know, people will say, well, what are you, a doctor? What are you, a pediatrician? What do you know? And so I hated that. I've studied this stuff. I mean, I've poured thousands of hours into learning this stuff. And I wanted to know, what do they learn? So I went to a prestigious medical school. I think it's like the number two school in the country. I bought their entire curriculum. I mean, it was
a couple of thousand. It's like, dude, you're committed.
Well, I put it on the credit card, and I've sent the books back.
Oh, good for you. I like your style. I like your style.
Thank you, Amazon. I'm not that rich. So I went through the curriculum just trying to find out how much do they talk about vaccines. The only mention out of the entire curriculum of vaccines was in the immunology book, and it was 4 pages. I was so floored by that, I actually bought a 5,000-page, 2-volume pediatric reference. And it had about 17 pages in that, and 12 of them were the pediatric vaccination schedule. There were 3 paragraphs that talked about contraindications, and there was 1 section that talked about VAERS, and I wish I could quote you what it says, but it basically summarizes VAERS as saying, VAERS is not a good place to report vaccine injury because all it does is enforce correlation and doesn't determine any sort of causality. So the only mention of VAERS I could find in the entire pediatric curriculum was someone saying, don't report it. It's useless.
Right. Incredible.
So you hear all these things about people saying VAERS is not a, you know, it represents 10% of actual vaccine injury. I think it's actually worse. Mm-hmm. I think it's maybe 2%.
Right.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I agree. That's why this issue of vaccines, it's time, folks, to be vocal about it. As we said, we're calling for a moratorium on it here because there's no safety or efficacy studies that are really validated. And the idea that if you report an injury that doesn't count, that's not scientific. There's nothing scientific about it at this point, injecting toxic medicaments and unknown biologics and other things that if you put in a baby's bottle, you could be arrested. Forrest, now, we got just a couple of minutes before we're wrapped here, but I had you on once before, and just remind the audience what it is that got you so interested in these topics to dig deep and to relate them the way you do.
Well, personal stories, family, without going into detail, some family suffering that has gone on for a while among multiple family members, and then also a good friend whose kid has been suffering horribly, and it just really made me start looking into what caused this. I mean, that's how it is for a lot of people. It gets personal.
Yes,
and you're willing to give up your stereotypes and your beliefs and say maybe this is actually not helping, maybe this is harming.
Yeah, and once you start pulling the thread of the sweater called official stories, the sweater eventually disappears because you keep pulling the thread, it doesn't end. And what they lied to me about as a youngster in medicine was only one fraction of all the lies that were told to us growing up in Western America, modern world. And that's why we dig deep here on all subjects. It's not just about medicine here, but about a lot of things. And Forrest, you're helping move that consciousness forward, or expanding it to help others see it as well in your own unique way with the passion and emotion you bring to it. I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we just need more skepticism, basically. The mainstream belief is just not working anymore. We need more skepticism. People need to question everything. It's what I do every day. I question myself. I talked with a Zika researcher for an hour trying to prove myself wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen. It
didn't happen, exactly. Well, you're finding out the things we've been finding out for many years, Forrest, and I'm glad you're with us. And anytime you want to come on board, you just give us a holler. Super Don loves genuine skepticism, and you are one of the genuine.
I appreciate it. I'm not afraid to admit I was wrong about something.
Well, and that's a beautiful thing, too. Folks, you can learn a lot from Forrest. And remember, this is a place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN and all the other networks that pick us up. Thanks again, Forrest. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.